Perhaps you heard a few months ago that a woman named Lucy Kim had sued Miley Cyrus on behalf of many Asian Pacific Islanders. Kim apparently saw a photo of Cyrus pulling her eyes into a slanted shape on a gossip website and took matters into her own hands. As I write this, the $4 billion lawsuit that she filed against Cyrus on behalf of Asian Pacific Islanders is pending. If the lawsuit just doesn't sound quite right to you in a general sense, it doesn't seem right that a regular person could sue a very famous person under these circumstances and win a hefty amount on behalf of others, you'd be perfectly aligned with Miley Cyrus's lawyers. They have, as they say, struck back against the photo lawsuit, suggesting that it is frivolous and meant to harass Cyrus. Those two words are key here, frivolous and harass. The courts are keenly aware that some lawsuits aren't well grounded in law, so attorneys on the other side of any federal case can file what's called a motion for Rule 11 sanctions. Rule 11 is part of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and it allows punishment for those who file lawsuits that are frivolous or meant to harass, among other things. State system rules are very similar. Here's the language. By presenting to the court any paper, an attorney or unrepresented party is certifying that to the best of the person's knowledge, it is not presented for any improper purpose, such as to harass, and the legal contentions therein are warranted by existing law or by a non-frivolous argument for a change in law. There are other aspects to Rule 11, but those words are the ones that seem to be on the minds of Miley Cyrus's attorneys, plus those words in the sanctions clause. Cyrus claims that she's run up more than $25,000 in legal fees attempting to get rid of the case. The legal response asks that the judge award those fees to punish the plaintiff from filing the lawsuit in the first place. Defense threats suggesting that the plaintiff suffer Rule 11 sanctions aren't that unusual, but Rule 11 sanctions themselves are. As one court put it, these rules are difficult to police effectively, and under the rigorous bar that governs imposition of Rule 11 sanctions, they are only rarely enforced. Nonetheless, a federal court recently sanctioned a plaintiff who, it wrote, seemed to think litigation was a game. Another federal court suggested that a defense motion for Rule 11 sanctions was so groundless that it might be sanctioned under Rule 11 itself. But Miley Cyrus has been sued before, and she's won on similar grounds. A prison inmate lumped Cyrus in with an odd mix of other defendants, including Christie Brinkley and the Bureau of Prisons, and Cyrus is hoping for the same sort of legal response in the Kim case that she received there. The court rejected the lawsuit, finding that the inmate had filed too many frivolous lawsuits in the past. I'm Amy Guida.